Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
Don't be afraid to get comfortable. Lay down on this money while I come up on that body.
Yeah. Somebody call that water bill, cause I just called it nice a tech. Feel just like my nigga feel. Say they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you brush real nice and fetch your boy's face. Lights on camera. Action, this new shit. On the main attraction. This a chain reaction. This squad is a enterprise. Come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers, turn your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. Make sure that your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there.
But if I had all little niggas, yeah, they can do it. I let them do it. I ain't lying. Long as they let me hit it. Long as they let the Uncle Elroy get
some. Oh, my God.
They let the Uncle Elroy get some. They can do whatever they want, ain't it?
You know what?
Unbelievable. Don't mare. Are your teenagers having sex in the house?
Not in my house.
That's right.
So.
Male or female? Doesn't matter.
It does not matter. That is a sign of disrespect. I'm not. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Not to say that they won't. They gonna try because that's what kids do. I know because I was a kid. You gonna try it. However, I better not know. I better not ever find out. I better not ever smell you. I better not ever catch you. Boy, no.
Smell them?
No female. Whatever.
Smell
her. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Smell, see, hear, anything. Any five senses. I better not.
Domare. Did your mama ever smell you, Domare?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, God. 917-889-3926. Hey, would you allow your teenager to have sex in the house? Is it a double standard between guys and girls? Why is that? Jagged Edge, baby. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby.
You P.M. Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Wednesday evening. That was the latest from Jagged Edge. Tonight we were talking about, well, you bet your teenage kids have sex in your home. Terrence, you don't have any kids, but when they're teenagers, will you let them have sex in your home?
I'm going to say this. I just don't want to catch them. That's all. Because, look, I had sex in the house, but no. Well, I did get caught once, but just don't get caught. Don't be so messy.
Don't smell.
And don't,
Edie, what is
damn
that with
sure
you and
don't
smelling
smell.
Stuff, man?
Don't smell.
No, that sounds
Why
so bad.
Why do you suck on
and
the smell?
No, I want to put it out there. There is a body odor. Some people's chem body odor, just chemistry, just sweat. I'm not talking about funky butt, y'all. Please don't take it the wrong way. Don't go down that road. I'm just saying it's still an odor that's emitted in the air once those chemicals and hormones are released. You know what I'm saying? And some people just have very sensitive nose. That's all I mean by smell. That your butt stink.
Let me smell ya. You better let me smell ya.
Coming up later in the show, we got Health and Wellness, followed by OD's World, inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, it's 10:18. Hey, welcome to the show. Would you allow your teenager to have sex at home? That's the topic tonight. CeeLo says, hell no. Toya, what you say? How's it going down in Newark, Delaware?
It's not a joke. Not going down to my home.
No. Did y'all have sex in y'all houses when y'all were teenagers?
My husband. It's not whether you did, it's will you allow it to happen. There's a difference. There is a difference. There are some parents that will allow their kids to do that. I'm not one of them.
Well, right. Houston, it don't matter.
Right. But why is it a double standard between men and women, boys and girls? Why is it okay typically for dudes to have sex in a house, but not okay for the females to have sex in the house?
Because the boys have sex in the house and, you know, the girls can leave. The boys aren't going to, you know, if the girl gets pregnant, the parent doesn't have to deal with it right there in front of their face. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to come there and get their son pregnant, and then that becomes a problem for them. A lot of people look at it like, you know, the boys are going to be boys, you know. The respect level is different, you know. The respect level is different. Yeah, so.
Let's go to the phones. Area code 757-9060. The world is yours. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 757, last four digits, 9060. You're on the air. Going once, going twice.
Oh, damn. It's the invisible
Edie,
man.
Why is there a double standard?
Why? This is my opinion. This is what I believe. And y'all already said it. I think CeeLo just said it because boys can't get pregnant. I don't know if that was twice. Boys can't get pregnant and girls can. That's why I believe there's a double standard. Prime example, my sister has a boy and I have a girl. And, of course, I'm not letting her hump in the house, but Gigi said she's going to give him, instead of a candy bowl by the door, she's going to put a condom bowl by the door.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think it's just because, I don't know, in the back of your mind, you always feel like, well, if it's your son, it's like, well, it ain't my daughter. I ain't got to worry about that baby coming here or it might not be his.
So does that really mean, so let me ask this, does that mean that there's no responsibility on behalf of the dude's part, and because we treat it that way, it perpetuates just the whole disregard for responsibility overall?
Disregard for responsibility and respect. I mean,
That's what society has perpetuated. That is the cycle we have spun.
I wanted to. You know, I can do it at home. I don't got to go out here like these other dudes do, or the, you know, whatever. I can go home and do it.
Yeah. What
I can get. you know, the girls are supposed to be taught, you know, you're not supposed to have sex with anybody till you get married, and you're going to be this, you're going to be that if you do have sex, and you know what I'm saying?
Did you sneak them in, or did Mom Dukes let you bring them in?
She let me bring them in, but ain't nobody like, ain't no mom going to say, you know what I mean, you can have sex in the house. But if you're going to let your kids have company, you basically saying that unless you're going to be sitting in between them, you know what I'm saying, you're going to give them privacy, you basically, you letting them gonna go in your room, you're going to chill, you're going to do you. You giving them the key to do it. Because I know a couple joints down on their couch downstairs, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. I didn't let it. They going to get hit. They going to do it. They going to do it.
PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
A long journey. I don't know which way she will perform, but I can perform this one to a feel. You know they gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gotta drag herself out of bed. Round around her, it's been storming. The sparks of a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How did she really can get the call back? All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, oh it burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl like she watches the world as it turns. His employment, landlord, and the rent. Lovesick bag in a steam mask. Got tripped up, hopped in the fence. Now all my cars surrounding him. Off to the deal of salary. Stuck in the system. Who's the victim? Send your conviction. Earth so bad, you can say it like that. And it burns.
Going like this, huh? Hear me?
Radio Live. That was Which Way to Turn by Mr. Rain. You are rocking with us tonight, Wednesday hump day. We're talking about, would you allow your teenager to have sex in your home? Male or female?
917-889-3926. Hey, and while you at it, take your mom, Dukes, to see Jumpin' the Broom. Hey, this Mother's Day weekend, hits the theaters May 6th. Uptown meets Downtown. And it's an interesting one. Hey, yo, I had an opportunity, again, check it out, with the Bishop, T.D. Jakes, who's the best-selling author, who's bringing us this flick, again, Jumpin' the Broom. Angela Bassett, Loretta Devine, Mike Epps, you know, that dude is crazy. Pretty good flick. You know, big up to Les Lonzo. You know, he's like the star. Paula Patton, y'all know what it is. Hey, Bishop Jakes, making it happen. Sony Pictures. Hey, tell me what God can't do. Hit us up. Would you allow your teenager to have sex in the crib? And OD, I agree with you. You know, moms is not going to say, y'all, you know, got a pass. But when you get the pass, you got a pass. Hey, let's go to the phones. 757. Again, let's try it again. Last four digits. Do you know your phone number? 9060. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Donna calling from Virginia.
Donna calling from VA. What's cracking, Donna? Would you allow your teenager to have sex at home?
Absolutely not. I rear two children, a boy and a girl, and there is a double standard in most families, however, not in mine. Would not allow them to do that. I mean, I know that kids are going to do what they're going to do because I did, but you can't have that open invitation because the respect needs to be there for your home. Totally, you don't want your children.
Did you have a pass or did you sneak? Did you sneak into it?
I snuck into it. I feel that you know, kids are going to do what they're going to do, but it should not be an open invitation to where they're coming into your home and disrespecting it. Because if you your home, you're going to disrespect other homes as well. So definitely I would not agree to it or even invite my children to come into my home and disrespect it that way.
Absolutely. And I don't think anybody disagrees on this program.
No, by no means.
Other than OD. You know, he'll let it go down.
It's hard enough for kids to learn what respect is in the first place, much less it being them being confused, thinking it's all right, you know. They don't even have a place of their own. So then that'll give them more room to treat, you know what I'm saying, try to treat your home like this.
But is that why, like, a lot of our youth lack respect today? Because many of their parents treat them like their friends, and they can probably literally have sex in a house, and it's okay. It's like there's no rules at all.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Because I know my mom won't. My mom was strict for real. My mom didn't get lax until, like, I don't know, I was like, what, 15, 16, something like that. But, like, she was strict. Like, I had, like, 14 years, like, switches, extension cords, belts, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the little curtain hanger jackets, hurry, I got to be with them. All them years of that, like, my mom was the mom who would come to class, oh, you show it off and take me to the bathroom, and it should be back through class, like.
Right.
But it's just how it is. Like, it's just reality of it, man. I mean, I don't care.
It is life. I do believe it's life.
Oh.
But I also think that there should be some kind of fear or some kind of regulations that help kind of set boundaries.
But it ain't gonna help. Like, I feel weird if my mom, like, straight coming at, like, yo, you need a condom? I'll be weird. That'll feel weird. Because I already know what it was, like. I just be respectful of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it. So all you can do, I be on the low. Like you said, I don't get caught. You know what I mean? She know what's happening for real. Anybody in their
right.
Come on, man. You just gotta
right.
be,
just don't
you
get
don't
caught.
Want to know. You don't want to know, but it is. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just think
hey,
that,
coming up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, I just think that, you know, children, they, if you're starting allowing them to do certain things in your home, they think it's their home. And, you know, but my kids, it's not your house. This is my house. You know, when you get your own, you can do whatever you want to do in it. But until then, these are my rules.
Absolutely. Donna, where are you calling from again?
I'm from Virginia.
Donna from VA. Hey, hang out with us, Donna. We appreciate you. Hey, TM Hammer Radio Live, we got CeeLo live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Toya's up in Newark, Delaware. Chesapeake, VA. Domair. Did I say Chief Domair? Domair repping Chesapeake, VA tonight. Norfolk, VA, Digstown. I'm coming to you from Tampa, Florida. This is I'm Rolling Overdose. TM Hammer Radio Live.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah.
Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
WHAC, TM Hammer Radio Live, Overdose. Log on to www.iamoverdose.com. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Prime time with health and wellness. Give it up, Domair.
done moved up to the big times now. All right. Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you soon. Tonight we're going to discuss what do you do for muscle spasms and cramps. A lot of us don't know how to distinguish between the two, but they definitely are different. And tonight I just want to give you, drop some information on you about basically what they are, what's the difference between the two, and how you can help prevent them or treat them. And just, you know, just let you know that everybody, you're not by yourself if you're cramping. Everybody in the world, 95% of the population, does suffer from cramps. But, okay, basically, what are muscle spasms, what are cramps, and what is the difference? A cramp, this is an involuntary, forcible contraction of your muscle. When your muscle begins to contract involuntarily, and what I mean by involuntarily, those are the muscles that you don't have control over. We're not talking about your arms and your legs, things like that. So, like, for instance, involuntary muscle contracture would be like in your stomach, ladies. We know about those, especially time of the month. So when you have a forceful contracture of a muscle that will not release, well, before it gets to the point where it will not release, it's a spasm. And it's a forcible spasm, and it stays for an amount of a sustained period of time, it then at that point becomes a cramp. Normally, a cramp is something you can feel it. It's hard. You can actually feel the muscle. A spasm, you can't palpate it, meaning you can't touch the muscle and you can feel it. The spasm, you just feel your muscle in that pain and then it releases. But the actual
so a
cramp,
Charlie horse is a spasm?
A Charlie horse is a cramp.
Is a cramp.
Okay. Is an actual cramp because you can touch a Charlie horse. That when that balls up and you see, or you can see it. I know sometimes my mom gets them in her cast and she can see her. That muscle balls up into a knot and you can actually put your hand on it, touch it. So that is a cramp. Muscle cramps, they can last from a few seconds to a quarter of an hour, sometimes even longer. Once they become longer, of course, they become a little bit more serious and you want to seek some attention. Excuse me. Cramps do involve, they can involve part of the muscle, the entire muscle, or multiple muscles. I mean, like a muscle group, like your hamstring muscles or your quadricep muscles, because it's more than just one muscle there. So it can affect that entire muscle group. Cramps also can involve simultaneous contractions at different parts of your body, and it can move those parts of your body into different positions or in different directions. I know sometimes I get cramps in my feet or my toes, and you can see my toes being spread apart, want to go left and want to go right. So it just depends on how it affects that person. Now, what causes muscle cramps? There are really four different categories that cramps have been placed into, and basically what causes them. The different types of cramps, so the four different categories include true cramps, tetany cramps, contractures, or dystonic cramps. Your true cramps are basically what Terrence just mentioned, like your Charlie horses, things of that sort. True cramps, again, involves either a single muscle or a group of muscles that become hyper excited or hyper irritable. That's jargon, that's muscle jargon. So let me just go back and say this. The muscles, they get active, they become active, or they're activated by the nerves. The nerves activate the muscle begins to spasm, which then turns into a cramp because the muscle won't release itself or relax. So they can do that into a single muscle, again, or to a group of muscles. And this can be called a true cramp. This can only be caused by injury, vigorous activity, rest cramps. And I wanted to take a minute and go into what a rest cramp is, because I think a lot of us experience that in the night. We're woken up by those Charlie horses that you mentioned, Terrence, or some type of cramping in your hamstring or calf area. And mostly nocturnal cramps or rest cramps, they really don't know why they occur. It's just something that just happens while you're sleeping, while the muscle's at rest, your nerves just begin to fire off or basically misfire, and it's done while you're sleeping. They don't know why. However, it is very painful and uncomfortable. Some other true cramps are caused by dehydration, low potassium and low blood sugar. I know I suffer from low potassium and I suffer from cramps a lot as well. So if you hear, if your doctor's always telling you to eat sweet potatoes or to eat bananas, things of that sort, they have potassium in it, and that can cut down on the cramps that you may be experiencing. Now, again, we have tetany cramps. That's the second group of cramps, and this is a type of cramp where every nerve in your body is basically activated. They're firing off a signal to your brain, and your muscles don't know what to do. Every muscle in your body is stimulated by the nerves. So, therefore, everything is firing off. Your muscles are spasming, and the ones that the spasms or the muscles that can't relax, they begin to cramp. So, therefore, you have there something called a tetany cramp. Now, they're different. They are different from true cramps, but they're hard to distinguish from true cramps. So, you also have contracture cramps, which result, again, when the muscle begins to contract and it just will not release for over an extended period of time, for like an hour or so, you're sitting with a cramp. It's called a contracture, and that's definitely something you need to take to a doctor. You want to see somebody about. But the cause of that, again, is something in your body called an ATP. It's a chemical that your body produces that helps your muscles, helps the muscle fibers to relax. And it could be a situation where you're not producing ATP or producing enough ATP or the chemical that's used to help your muscles to relax. So you might want to go, again, see a physician or see someone who can help you with that, because it could be bigger than, you know, what you may think. And, again, you have dystonic cramps. And dystonic cramps are something we don't really see too often. However, it's, again, when that muscle or a group of muscles begin to contract, they will not release, but that's the cramps that they will pull the ligaments or the body into different directions. So you have fingers and toes or whatever's cramping, something's going one left and the other one's going right, something to that extent. But we really don't see a lot of dystonic cramps. And, again, if you're having those situations, again, seek a physician, because those type of cramps are very serious. Now, things you can do to help treat muscle cramps or muscle spasms, plenty of water. Plenty of fluids. Not only water. I want to say this. Let me go on another sidebar with water. Today, water is just not water. We have things called smart water. Of course, we have our perfect water. Please see Latoya if you want more information about our perfect water. But we have water out there now that are made to better help or better hydrate our bodies. So you want to drink something that has electrolytes in it. You need to replenish the salt that's leaving your body. The electrolytes that are leaving, you need to put them back in. And just by drinking regular tap water or regular Dasani is not going to do that. So you need some electrolytes to get back into your body. So you want to drink your smart waters, or you want to drink your perfect water, or you want to drink your Gatorades or Powerades, or, of course, we have sports drinks that are offered through Nutrilite. Again, you want to see Toya for that information as well. So definitely that's how you treat cramps. You want to stay as hydrated as you possibly can. Also, you can stretch. The moment that you feel a cramp coming on or a spasm coming on, begin to stretch that muscle group or that particular muscle. If it's your calf, put your arms against the wall on an angle. You want to lean and stretch that calf out. You want to push up on your toes so that you can feel that stretch in your calf. That should help work that spasm or cramp out. You can also get a massage, or you can give yourself a massage. If you gently massage that area that's cramping, it might take a little bit of time, but you'll feel the relief. You just keep massaging it, keep applying the pressure. I'm not talking about your foo-foo, just rub your hand on it. Actually apply a little pressure to that area, and it should begin to work that spasm or cramp out for you. Some people have went to the extent of getting botulism or Botox to help with cramping. However, that's not something that I particularly recommend. But, again, you might want to talk to a physician if that's something that you want to pursue. So just keep in mind, everyone, or I want to say everyone, 95% of the world experience cramps of some sort, be them menstrual cramps, be them dehydration cramps, rest cramps, or whatever the case may be. So just know that you're not alone. There are ways out there to treat the type of cramps that you may be experiencing. And do know that you may not be experiencing just your normal, regular childhood. It may be something a little bit more severe. So if you're cramping on a more consistent basis than you think you should be, and I'm not talking about our monthly cramps, ladies. I'm talking about cramps that's coming a little bit more consistent than, you know, than normal in any part of your body, please seek a physician. It could be something a little bit more serious than a normal true cramp or something that you can treat with a banana or some water. So I just wanted to enlighten you and empower you with that little bit of information on cramps and spasms tonight. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for health and wellness being at the top of the hour. I'm moving up in the world.
Checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this. She looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet. Put her in and shoot your three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start when the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters. Quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, extension, your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game,
coach. Boy, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Feeling my style, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She gets the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last inning, switch positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like take me out the game,
boy,
go.
Me, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Diamond Radio Live. That was Bell with Put Me in the Game, Coach.
Yep.
We are talking about you let your kids hump in the house, hump in the house on Hump Day Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday. Hell no. Look, really, because, like, I think that really, that blurs the line, though. Like, really, that takes, that's not even friendship, you know. I mean, think about you as an adult. Would you let your friends come over and have sex in your house?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, now I do now.
Who is that?
OD.
You let your homeboys come over and have sex in your house?
Yeah, especially if the person already there.
Do your mom know that?
No. But I mean, like I said, like, it go down. It be going down.
Hey, he said he just don't get caught.
But that's why, though.
He just don't get caught.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, it'd be like that.
What Donna from Virginia said was she used to sneak, and at the end of the day, you know, you're going to sneak, you just don't have an open pass to do, you know, what I believe is absolutely natural. You know, I mean, you know, you're going to explore. We all have explored. But, you know, when we learn better, we do better. And as we mature, you know, we get more in line, you know, with what's practical and what's required. You know, but I do believe that it's all about learning and understanding respect at an early age.
Exactly. But then that's the thing, it's not even taught. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not even taught like how it's supposed to be. Parents think the kids are just watching and paying attention, but they're watching and paying attention to everything else you're doing, not the right things. Believe that. I mean, that's what a lot of parents think when they send their kids out, like after their kids graduate from high school or don't, just want to get out of the house, they think their kids got it, and they don't. It's like, I don't know. It's already confusing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we really not? Do we really need that help?
Oh, I say think about, you know, what you did during your day. And
then
think about the times. Think about the times and how it's changed and everything has accelerated, you know, for children today. I'm going to tell you, I believe children are more stressed today than, you know, parents are. Children are more stressed going to school than parents are going to work. And something's wrong with that.
Yeah. But see, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, a lot of kids, like, okay, yes, the times are different only because, again, our access is different. Our access to the media is different versus when we were younger, you know? I mean, the only way, think about it like this. When you were 13 or 14 years old, the way that we met up with our friends, well, that I remember anyway, is you call,
at the bar,
like, all right, I'm about to leave. And five, as soon as I hang up the phone, count to five, and then leave your house. I mean, that was ours. You know, it
right.
Was no texting each other or, you know what I'm saying, we weren't able to get in touch with each other outside of the telephone. Now kids can use telephones, cell phones, internet. You know, it's, you know, they have more access to move around. Tell their little lies. Kids tell lies. Little liar kids.
917-889-3926. Hey, would you allow your teenager or your kids to have sex at home? I mean, I understand different strokes for different folks, you know, but I do really believe it comes down to respect, right? It's just like the whole, you know, to me, the golden rule that you don't curse in front of your parents.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about respect. So when I hear, like, you know, people talk to their mothers based on, and then I had to learn that sometimes it's just about relationships. Because people who are able to curse at their moms, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have respect. That's just the relationship that they have.
Well,
see, I don't have that kind of relationship with my mom because to me, My mom says that's disrespectful, so I've never tried it.
But see, this is the thing. Okay, for instance, like I've always used profanity around my parents, but the difference was I didn't use profanity towards my parents. I might be cursing about something, but I wouldn't call my father out of his name. I wouldn't call my mother out of her name, regardless of how mad I got either one of them, regardless of how I can talk around them. The difference is how I talk to them. My tone may not be always, you know, up to par, but my tone is never really up to par, you know. A lot of people, you know, I offend a lot of people, but, you know, that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just about there still is a respect. You know what I'm saying? I might use the words around them, but not towards them. That's that line. That's that line right there I don't cross. Cause there's no need, because I don't want nobody else to think they can do it. Yeah, that's all I had to say about that.
917-889-3926. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking with us tonight inside the hump day this Wednesday, May 3rd. Hey, it's 3:57 in the a.m. out in London. It's 11:57 in the a.m. tomorrow out in Tokyo. Hey, we appreciate you all for listening. Uh-huh. New York City, I see ya.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. Think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back here a day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cuss won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it. I made my decision and you made yours. It ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't. So now I just sit back and think. Damn. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight cush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, you ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove in, then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call, cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head, and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
See, I'm
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
It's 11:05 here in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's 8:06 now in Las Vegas, Nevada. And tonight we're discussing will we let our teens have sex in the home, male or female. And we've heard different perspectives. We heard from OD.
Would
we heard
you,
from Paula, Donna.
Would you?
And of course, course, a lot of us, I think the whole show has said no, we wouldn't let that happen, except for OD, excuse me. But, I mean, but you know what? I wanted to go back and big up OD because what he said was right, because parents, I know, I think a lot of our parents let us have company, and right there that opens the door. No, we don't want. We're telling you no, not to do it. You can't do it. You better not do it. But the minute that we let you have company and we give you, we trust you with privacy, at that moment, for real, I mean, the truth is you don't know what's going on. Exactly. And you just have to rear your kids and make sure that you've instilled in them, I don't want to say fear, but just a sense of respect. They're going to respect you no matter what, whether they're behind closed doors or not behind closed doors. They're still going to respect you and know that mommy or daddy may not be looking, but God is still watching you or something like that. So, you know, again, I don't want to say it's fear, but you just want to put it in them so they won't go down that road. They say, you know what, I'm better than that. She said, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. You better take me to a hotel or back to your house. Something like that.
I'm older.
I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, we should raise a child in a way, right? And, you know, we ain't preaching, but it's about good decisions. And the best decision, if you don't want an STD or a baby, you know, let's be practical, you either abstain or make sure that you make very conscious decisions to protect yourself in every instance, every time. Don't be persuaded, you know? It's huge responsibility with bad decisions, whether mom's is letting you do it or not, whether you're sneaking or not. There's consequences for bad decisions. Protect yourself. Think about it. That's the whole purpose. Tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, May 3rd. Would you allow your teenager to have sex up in your crib? That's the question. You know, some say yes, some say no. There's no judgment here regardless. Just stimulating conversation tonight. 917-893-926. Coming up, entertainment and national news out of Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as OD's world. Hey,
yeah.
OD's in the job market making it happen. Hey, much respect to you. Hey, OD's going to talk about how they working them. Hey, but he's loving it. Hey.
Yeah.
Follow the lead, my friends. Hey, you got to still make it happen while you're trying to make it happen. All of us have about 4 or 5 jobs that help to pay the bills for other stuff that we're trying to do. You know? You got to get it until you get it. Hey, log on www.iamoverdose.com and hit up on Twitter.
At OD Music, OD Music, not O and then add a D and then 2 E's. No, just OD MUSIC. That's me. You dig?
You dig? www.iamoverdose.com. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, coming up, entertainment and national news.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. It's my bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go.
She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop snow in my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away. About to lose you, cause he'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner,
a winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to.
No.
A cruise to the islands,
gotta get a smiley. Hit South Beach, riding down Cali. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She ain't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo, that can be your hideaway. Penthouse flow. I can play the bar, tell me you just tell me what the pole.
What you want?
You know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot out to London, Nando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short is so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling. She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away.
Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, all the way live with entertainment and national news. Give it up for CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time, or good morning in the afternoon. Yeah, entertainment and national news for Wednesday, May 3rd. Yeah, May 3rd. Okay, so look, right, let's start in Austria. In Melbourne, Austria, this man, Ramazan Akar, he wrote on his Facebook page, he's about to kill my kid. Moments before stabbing his 2-year-old daughter in the chest and stomach, and a court document said it was, in his own words, said it was payback for the girl's mother, who reluctantly allowed him to take the little girl for chocolate at a nearby store, and he never came back. So, and then the police have Akar in custody, and they said that he stated he wanted to kill himself, but he didn't have the balls to. But you got the balls to kill a 2-year-old. I mean, I don't get it, but, you know, whatever. Okay, so on to other news, and this is entertainment news, a little bit of national. Kid Rock. He donated $100,000 to different organizations after receiving a NAACP award on May 1st, and this was during the 56th Annual Night for Freedom Fund Dinner. Now, that $100,000 includes $50,000 that went to the American Red Cross to aid those affected by the recent disastrous tornadoes that ripped through the South this past week. Now, this is just a side note. While Kid Rock is receiving this, you know, award for, you know, for his work, protesters were outside burning Confederate flags. So, you know, because he brandished that, you know, when he performs. He has the Confederate flag because he says he's from the South and, you know, it's part of his heritage. So,
right.
Anyway, on to other news. In Pittsburgh, a couple is suing Aaron's Rent-A-Center. They're alleging that the company added spyware to their computer and had been tracking their use. How they found this out was the manager of their local store came to their home trying to repossess the computer, trying to say that they had made their payment. The couple then shows the man the receipt. The manager then shows the couple a picture of them online from the webcam. And So the couple is suing Aaron, and they're pretty much saying that the privacy experts, state that the company has the right to install programming that shuts down the computer or equipment, you know, if the bill isn't paid, but customers must be told of the monitoring. So if you're, you know, renting computers, be careful. In entertainment news, I know it's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? now, in other entertainment news, Slim Thug and Boss Hogg, some down south celebrities, their new album called Serve and Collect 3 is going to be in stores June 7th, so look out for that. And
Big up to Jay-Z. He won a Sports Emmy for Outstanding Music Performance at the Super Bowl. And he also has a new album coming out called Watch Throne. Yeah, with Kanye West. Now, LeBron James, he is launching a new energy delivering system called Sheets. They're energy strips, and it's going to be backed by a $10 million marketing campaign with faces like Drake, Pitbull, and Amari Stoudemire. And Sheets, they're dissolvable strips delivering hours of energy. And James states that, you know, it's part of his pregame and halftime ritual, which kind of, to me, says, is it really hours worth thing? Because, I mean, the first two quarters aren't hours long, you know. But anyway, so they're going to launch that nationwide June 11th. Last but not least, a friend to the show, Jazz Anderson, who is an actor. If you guys remember, he was on, he is a cast member from the movie Deception. And right. He'll be starring in an upcoming movie called Officer Down, which he'll be stopping through soon to talk to us about. And also, he'll be on the finale of Law & Order Criminal Intent this Thursday, May 5th at 6 a.m. on USA. Well,
cool.
Check your local things, but it will be on USA.
Yeah,
and
we're going to make sure we get Jazz back on the show soon.
Yeah. I made contact with him, and so, yeah, we'll try to get him on soon so they can come up here and talk about, like, the projects and stuff they got going on. I think we're actually going to try to get the whole cast, so look forward to that, all you beautiful listeners. And that's all I have for you today for Internet Entertainment. Gosh, entertainment and national news.
Entertainment and national news brought to you by AKC Media, CeeLo.
If you knew better, you'd do better. And who better than who knows you, who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like ATs. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. Swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby, no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team, together we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby, all I wanna know is.
Wednesday, Wednesday here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us. That was Why. And tonight we're talking about you letting your teenage child have sex in your home, whether it's going down or not. General consensus here on the show is that would be a negative.
It ain't going down. There's
always a special child amongst the group, and that would be OD.
Yeah.
Of course, he always has to go against the grain. But I guess one big thing would be not so much if the child is having sex in the home, but if the child is having sex, period. Right now, kids, it just seems like they're starting so young nowadays. It's crazy. So the discussion really needs to be, are you having sex, period?
That television. Turn it off.
Let me ask y'all this. Did y'all know that, and this is something I found out about 6 years ago, and this was going on in high schools, and in Virginia or whatever. But did you know, like, a lot of the kids were, like, saying that they were still virgins and so forth, but they thought they were because they weren't having regular intercourse, but anal and oral was rampant. But because the hymen not being broken, they felt that they were still virgins until they were told differently. Y'all know that?
I'm not. I told you wrong. Tell you. No,
the same.
They ain't doing that in Canada, though.
Wait, you know, Watson's always said that's what it is. You know, you're not supposed to have sex. You're not, you know. So them having anal sex won't get them pregnant. Them having oral sex won't get them pregnant. That's what
they get your STD, though.
So many things different.
Indeed, it will. Mm.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, and we found out because a friend of mine had a teenage daughter, and we were having the sex conversation, and so that question came up about, you know, whether they were having sex or not, and they were like, no. And they were like, okay, so they got to the honest part, and then that's when they were like, well, yeah, we've done this, and we've done that, but we didn't have, you know, regular sex, so we're still virgins.
No. They know there ain't no virgin getting hit from them. They know there ain't no virgin no more.
Now,
the oil, that's up in the air for them. Now, I done heard it. I done heard a girl say that before. I done heard somebody say that. But if somebody hit this on the bell, oh, no, you already know you ain't no. And I heard that's more painful than just, you just might as well go ahead and do it. You doing get up, man. Right. People just be wanting to believe a certain story, so when their kids go with a certain half of it, they're like, all right,
But the severity, and my mom was one of them moms. They just want to believe my kids don't do that. I'm worse than my uncle is on the low low. I just know how to get away with it. Like, you got to be serious, man. And that's just how everybody else is, man. The parents who believe they got the best kids are the ones with the sneakiest kids. They just don't get caught. That's the truth. That's the best. That's that.
Hey, back in a moment, everybody. It's 11:26. OD's World up next.
You got the sneak.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love-related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love-related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs. And when that pretty kitty cat purrs it, I feel. So natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. So natural to me, I make her come first. And after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler, says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake. Have your call and tell your job, you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back arcing close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more, till she love the way it feel when she walk around.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Girl, you're naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm going.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure
pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
Yep, yep, yep. Hey, 917-889-392. Baby, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The Have Not Natural High featuring Shot right here. That's an exclusive TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, 917-889-3926. 1132 in Tampa, 1032 in New Orleans. It's 832 out in Hollywood. Thanks for riding with us tonight. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, almost Thursday. Just remember, regardless of what you're going through, in about a half an hour, less than a half an hour right now, 28 minutes, we're about, on the East Coast anyway, we're about to be granted a new set of mercies with a new day. It's an opportunity to lay it down and, you know, get it right tomorrow. Thanking for a new set of mercy as we enter into a new day. That's my encouragement for the day. 917-889-3926. You know, encourage yourself. Learn how to encourage yourself. You know, God is good. All the time, he's good. That is, pick it up. Hey, would you allow your child or teenager to have sex at the house? We've come to the consensus that no, we won't. Jumping the broom. What'd you say?
I wish somebody would call in and said they would. Or, you know what, if you don't feel comfortable coming on air to tell us that you would, send us an email so then we can talk about you. Okay? Come on, do it. Email
us. And be sure to include your real name on the email.
TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. Hit us up with your comments, your suggestions, your, yeah, as long as it makes sense. Well,
I don't think people
your questions, your issues. If you got questions, problems, situations, hit us up. We'll read it. We'll try to ask, give you some suggestions, some recommendations, some advice.
We'll give them the email.
Even if you think, I did, like 9,000 times, TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. Yeah. We love it. Yes. But, yeah, don't let your kids hump in the house. It's really not cool. Well, because it's not. I mean, like, I don't even feel comfortable with my friends having sex in my house. Like, I've had it happen a few times. But they got to wash the sheets immediately because people are nasty. That's why.
Because they might smell.
You
like Bibi said.
If I got a homeboy, he trying to cheat on his wife, he could come to my house and cheat on her.
You know what? Like, and that same wife can come to your house and beat your tail for being involved.
I'm saying, though, like, that's just the truth. Like, yeah, so T, you ain't going to do that. You got your mans or whatever, you know what I mean? He trying, he got it. You know what I mean? You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to look out for your mans. You ain't going to let your mans come to your spot, bust a drink down in the guest room.
Nope. I mean, even my homeboy. I don't have any male friends that have not cheated or are not cheating right now, right? So the thing is this, don't involve me in your mess, because
that's
not
you're a female. That's because you're a female. For males, it's different.
Female. No, it's because just don't involve me in your mess, because the woman is going
to
come back. It's already, it's already enough that you have a female friend, but then your female friend lets you hump on other women at her house.
Yeah.
Cool. No.
Why that? To you because you're a woman.
Don't come
in
with it.
Because you're a woman, CeeLo.
Yeah, that's why.
Get out of here.
That's why.
Get out of here, CeeLo. You're a woman. Hey, this is a great segue into
girl. La 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 la. Oh,
love
geez, world.
www.iamoverdose.com.
Cigarettes too. Welcome to OD's world. You know, first thing I like to talk about tonight is I like to give thanks and shout out to my main man, OBZ, for letting that 187 down on Osama over the past weekend. I think we solidified that next election. You know what I'm saying? And the second thing I like to talk about is I got me a job. I got a job. You know what I'm saying? My family found out about it. You know, they sent me some congratulation cards and stuff. Wasn't no money in the cards, but they still sent them. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
A couple people, you know. Because that just ain't something we do as males in my family on the other end, on the real end of the family. You know, we ain't getting no job. We ain't working nowhere. You know what I mean? Shout out to my uncle, you know. He told me a story once. He got a job back in 1988, at this like, store or whatever.
That was
he
the last time.
He said it was cool for about a week, but every day after that, he went in there. His intentions was to run the business out the ground so he could get that unemployment check because he didn't want to quit. Well, it turns out, I don't know if he had nothing to do with it, but in 1990, their business was out of business. And the next time he punched in was February the 5th of 2011, and he got a cookout. You know what I mean? So if I would head out just a little bit further, I probably got me a cookout instead of some cars with no money in them. But you know what I mean? I'm in there now. But I really like to give a special shout out to my aunt because, you know, a lot of women like, what's she still doing with them? I would have cheated. Oh, I would have cheated. And, you know, she did cheat. You know, I believe she did. I believe she cheated. She did. But you know what else? She paid that rent, too. That's what else she did. You know what? So that's all for this episode of OD's World. Tune in next time. La 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 la.
You can call your man. where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back? Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we be on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug.
on the West Coast and 11:46 over here with a snow blow. So stay tuned. You dig? 16 minutes left in the broadcast.
Yeah. All right. 917-889-3926. Thanks for riding. Would you allow your child or a teenager to have sex at the crib? We know some of y'all just don't want to call up. Y'all like, we can't believe y'all talking about this. But, you know, gotta admit, it's an interesting topic. A parent should raise a child in the way that they should go, you know, and they won't part from it. That's the reality. You know, you gotta be a positive role model. You know, children need direction, need teaching, need instruction, whether they, you know, act a fool, act like they want it or not. The reality is they really want direction. They seek direction, you know. Be responsible and help children to be responsible, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line. Some people say, yeah, I'd rather let them do it at home. And it's like some people feel like letting their kids drink alcohol and letting their kids smoke weed in the house is better than letting them do it at the street, on the street or at the neighbor's house, you know. I mean, then some people say, no, not in my house. If you want to do that, get your own crib. You know, so different strokes for different folks.
And see, that's my thing is, like, would you as an adult let, you know, other people come in there and have sex? I mean, like, for real, do you really feel comfortable with somebody? Like, can y'all answer that?
You yeah, people? Like, yeah, T, you never even answer that. How you feel about that, T? You wanna
hey,
try?
I mean, for, I mean, it depends. What I'm not going to do, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to promote a married person to cheat on their spouse. I'm not going to support, you know, that. And I'm going to ask that you not even put me in an awkward situation. You know, that's like disrespecting me to even put me in a situation where if I'm your friend, you know, but if you single, you know, I'm a bachelor, so at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
The best of both worlds, right there.
I'm going to say this.
When
I was married, I told my husband and for my friends as well, don't bring your others. Well, he had single and married friends, but don't bring your others to our home. My one main reason was because I had a daughter, and what she did not need to see was daddy's friend or mommy's friend with different friends all the time. And now she getting confused because she's very inquisitive. But number two, it's just disrespectful and doesn't look good. And my house is not the jump off house, and you can come through with. That's just not. You're not gonna disrespect my home like that.
Right.
All
right. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? So, but this is my deal right here. You know, like, cause I travel a lot, and we, you know, folks know that. So at the end of the day, you know. If I respect you, you respect me, you know, you respect my house, but just, you know, you can do your thing, but respect my house.
There
don't bring
is.
Anybody that you may not, you know what I'm saying, know, you know, because, I mean, I'm more concerned about somebody taking something out of my house and you not knowing it than,
exactly.
You know, your jump off, for real.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing, like, excuse me. I had a female friend of mine during the summer last year get upset with me because I would not let her male friend come over here. And she's like, oh, we're
right.
Just going to be talking, you know, whatever. And I was like, and that's fine. But it was myself and my daughter who lives here, and I don't know that dude. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to respond that way. He's going to feel so uncomfortable that you shouldn't even have invited him in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That he may not talk to you again. And I'm going to make sure that he feel uncomfortable.
That's
crazy.
But you shouldn't be put in that precarious
situation. Right, exactly. Don't put me in that position because I'm like, but in her mind is, but he's just chilling. And I was like, okay, what you don't understand is that you don't live here. And when you leave, that dude may feel compelled to come back because you don't know him neither. So
right.
If I got to walk into the living room with my shotgun, then I will. We'll leave. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that don't make me do that.
When you got
you know
kids, it's different, though, because you got to think about your kids. But when you're single, you don't be thinking like that.
Most
you got kids, you think about another light.
I think women think different as well.
No.
Women who live alone.
Yeah, because like in that situation, if it was two dudes, right, and the dude didn't have, I can't speak for the fathers who be having a kid, because if they have a kid, they might do the mature thing and do that. But what I ain't saying what you did was mature, but like, but if it's two single dudes and one dude like, yo, I'm about to go ahead and call my shorty over. His first question is, do she got a friend? Yeah, then they coming.
Yeah, that is a little.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the same thing for two women though. If it's two females and there ain't no kids involved, kids gone. You know what I'm saying? And no kids not even in the picture. Do we got a friend? What he look like? You know what I'm saying? If she be like, yeah, he got a friend. He look good. Got all his teeth, A1 credit, and a car. What time I come over there? He over there.
A Happy Meal box and handed him away.
Hey, this right here, this joint right here is vain, natural. We'll be right back. Wrap this joint up. TM Hive Radio Live. Hump Day.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Red Bull down. Stop.
popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Sierra is a company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.sierra.com. Foresight.sierra.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Sierra.
Aura, thanks for riding with us tonight, everybody. Hey, OD, live out of Norfolk, VA. CeeLo, live out of Charlotte tonight. Domare, live out of Chesapeake, VA. Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware. Tampa, Florida, your hip-hop informer. TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, let's sign off. Back on Friday, yo, we got Black NASA's a couple of Black NASA artists actually stopping by. A little Keith and another part of Black NASA, label On the Rise. So inside the Friday Night Cypher this Friday night. Hey, Sunday, we were supposed to have the Craig Lewis Band on tonight, but the Craig Lewis Band will be with us on Sunday night. That's a real hot new gospel and R&B group duo. Let's sign off. Good night, everybody.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Peace and blessings.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Hey.
Okay. Well, I guess that's me. Shout out to me, and I am overdose.com. And OD Music for my Twitter. And hopefully me and Terrence can settle this thing tonight. And I was just, I'm not dropping no hints, but, and I would like a phone call after the show was over with.
Yeah, you got it. All right.
And, yeah. And be a blessing.
And be a blessing.
Talk radio show.